Welcome. This is Fit as a Fiddle Plus, and we are talking all about health and wellness. And now health and wellness can mean a lot of things. It can mean your physical health. It can mean your mental health. It could even mean your financial health. So all kinds of health and wellness are our topics. And tonight we have Kathy Mila. And I had the opportunity to meet Kathy on an actual app called Clubhouse. And I listened to her for several weeks, and just her impact was so powerful. And she always had so much value to bring to the conversation. And so after a while, we never have met in person. And finally, this past weekend, we were able to meet in person. We are getting together on a co-author book project. And with that said, I want to turn it over to Rita a little bit to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about who she is. She is my co-moderator, co-facilitator for this particular podcast. And so we're going to get to learn who Rita is, and then it'll come back to me, and then I will go forward and introduce Kathy Mila in a little more detail. So over to you for a little bit, Rita.
Hey, everybody, thank you. Always a pleasure to see you, Kathy and Kathy Mila. I'm so excited to talk to you tonight. So I'm Rita Brewer. I've been a physician assistant for over 30 years, now turned virtual health coach, specializing in diabetes reversal, type 2 diabetes reversal, because of the major impact that it's having on the world right now. And the numbers continue to climb, and we're not doing a good job helping people take care of it. So it is my passion and mission to help people reverse this chronic disease so they can live healthy, prosperous lives without medication and pricking their fingers and all the complications related to it. So my website is ritabrewer.com. You can find me there for more information and all my social media links and newsletter and all of that.
And I'm Kathy Binner. I am the host of the podcast this evening. You can find me at kathybinner.com, and I have several lanes that I'm teaching online courses. I teach everything from, it's all about passive income, but I teach everything from real estate, long-term, short-term, mid-term, to writing from anywhere in the world, how to build a better business, going from startup to a full-time gig, how to monetize a blog. We just launched today how to create a 5-session mastermind masterclass or a 5-session challenge. And we had an amazing class today that, you know, we've talked about flow in the past, and I hit my stride today because everyone in the room today, they said, Kathy, this was the best class you've done so far. So maybe we were just talking about a co-author book project that I, Kathy, and Kathy Mila, Kathy and Kathy, two Kathys here, that there's a co-author book project, and we just came off of that weekend. So maybe I'm still a little pumped from that. I don't know, but I definitely got in the flow today in my class. So anyway, you can find me at kathybinner.com, and you can find all the links and times and dates and everything there. I have an actual calendar with all of my events. I want to introduce Kathy Mila at a little bit deeper detail. She is a dream resuscitator. And I said, what is a dream resuscitator? She breathes life into dreams by showing women leaders how to resuscitate their dreams, regain their sense of purpose, be more fulfilled in their career, and find balance in life, all without sacrificing their well-being. Wow. Yes. I think we need to hear her tonight. As a mom of four, a granny of seven, gosh, I hope I look like you when I'm a granny of seven, but that's not all. She is a great granny already. You're looking great, Kathy. I love it. She has firsthand experience of living life, doing everything for everyone, and constantly putting yourself on the back burner. Boy, don't we all know how that feels. Her mission is to empower, oh, this is big, 30,000 female business leaders to know their true value and believe in their own possibilities through collaboration, connection, and contribution. Throughout her 45-year career in the medical community, Kathy breathed life into thousands of babies through the physical act of PPV, positive pressure ventilation. Now, she breathes life into your dreams with a different type of PPV, passion, power, and vision. I love it, Kathy. I love
that. Me too. It's awesome.
Yes. Yes. I can't wait to hear. Tell us a little bit about your backstory. How in the world did you get here to what you're doing today from what you had been doing? Give us a little bit of that history.
Well, I always like to say I don't want to go quite that far back. It's an interesting story, and I'm not going to go into significant detail because it could take the whole time. But basically, I've been in the medical community 45 years. I was a nurse first. Most of my career, I worked in the neonatal intensive care unit with premature babies and sick newborns, basically saving their lives. And then I went back to school. So I went back to school as a single mom of four. My ex and I split up when I was pregnant with our son. And I went through quite a hard time for a while. I struggled financially. I struggled emotionally. And I really didn't feel good about myself. I kept putting myself on the back burner. I focused on providing for my kids, making sure they were okay, and being really good at my job. Mm-hmm. And so I sacrificed my well-being. I certainly did. I gained probably almost 100 pounds. I was not taking care of myself. I didn't even always buy myself new clothes. The kids had their stuff, but not me. I didn't, you know why? It took me a while to find the why. The why is because I didn't really value myself. And it took me a while to see that. I thought I was valuing myself. And I kind of learned from society and from family and friends that, you know, to not be selfish, to take care of everyone and everything else. And, you know, I thought it was the smart thing and the right thing to do to put myself on the back burner. I thought I was supposed to do that. And, you know, I've discovered that's a lie and it's not the truth. And, you know, and it's not to say anything bad about anybody that believed that or taught that, because they believed that too. They thought it was the right thing to do. It just is what it is. And we get to look at our beliefs and our patterns and change them. And so that's a little bit of my backstory. I babies. I've always loved kids. I've always wanted to, you know, I tried a few other things in my early teens and early 20s, and I was not happy. And I kept saying, finally, I said in college, find me something to do with kids. And so I went into nursing and just, you know, I really love that aspect. And now I'm taking it to a different level that now that I've taken it, you know, so don't get insulted by this. I worked with adults for a short time and I didn't really want to work with adults. I wanted to work with kids. Really, the adults are big babies. So I liked working with the small babies. So now I'm back to working with the big babies. And, you know, I don't mean that meanly. I like to have fun with it, you know, but the truth is sometimes we are a little bit like babies. Sometimes we don't want to change. We want to cry. We want to pitch a fit, you know, like young kids, we want our way and we don't want things to be the way they are, or we don't want to change the way they are, you know, so we get stuck in our own stuff. I say that very lovingly because I've been there. And it's important that we look at that and we be willing to look at ourselves. And that's that's the power of all this, really, of what I'm talking about. And that's helped me change me so that I could come from a different place. So I could really serve others, not from my emptiness, but from my fullness.
Wow, that's powerful. I get it. I also coach and teach, and sometimes we get into that pattern where we want to think it's always somebody else's fault that we didn't, you know, get something done that we should have gotten done, or a goal that we've had, you know, it's somebody else's fault that it didn't happen. And isn't that like the kids? I didn't do it. Yeah, it's Susie did it. I didn't do it. So anyway, I get that. What was your aha moment, Kathy? What made you make the transition?
One of my aha, I really have taken some time to think about this because there's been lots of aha moments, but I think the one that was the biggest that really helped me begin to make this transition was I was really seeking happiness externally. I was looking for something or someone to give me some happiness. So I was always trying new things and doing new things. And I almost always was trying to make some extra money for my family. So I joined a network marketing company. And one of the ladies said that, and I'd probably heard this before. However, in that moment, it really struck me. And she said, what's your dream? You know, like, what's your why? What's your dream? I don't have one. I didn't have one. And I'm thinking, I don't have one. What does that mean? Like, is there something wrong with me? Why don't I have a dream? And then I started really thinking about that.
Ah.
I didn't know I was allowed to dream. I didn't know. I thought that was just for like little kids, you know, like it's just when you're a little kid, you get to dream, but now you're big and you're adult and you're real world. Let's do adulting, you know?
Yeah. Let's get the bills paid.
Yeah. And, you know, the most I was ever dreaming was what's the kid's next day off, you know, summer break, winter break, you know, what am I doing with them? What are we doing? And that was as far. So sort of that giving me permission to dream, that it was okay to dream, and start expanding my horizons, like what's possible. Oh, that was fun and challenging.
So all right. So
what's the first thing you thought of?
What was the first dream you had that you finally labeled it as the dream?
What was my first dream? Well, I don't know that I've completely accomplished it, but I'm really on the road to it. And it's what you talk about all the time, Kathy Benner. It's freestyle living. It's that freedom piece, freedom to work when I want to, you know, again, to take the vacations or to live where I want, or just that. It's really that permission. I think just giving myself permission to expand. And, you know, then one of my dreams that hasn't yet come to fulfillment is to live near the beach. Very close, where I could walk on the beach every day or see the sunrise on the beach. You know, that's really something. And if not the beach, maybe it's just water, but you know, I love the water. So being near there would really, you know, it would be like really amazing for me. And so allowing myself to say that, you know, to say that there's something that I haven't accomplished that I don't even know if I will, and not feeling bad or guilty or shameful, is big for me to do right now. You know, that it's a big thing, because even though I allowed myself to start to dream, I didn't necessarily tell anybody.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you were just kind of trying that on kind of behind the scenes, like, oh, I can have a dream. Let me think what my dream is going to be, you know?
Yeah.
My dream was to always travel. And for you gals that follow me on Facebook, you see that I don't let the dust settle too often. Because again, I get it, you know, Kathy Mila, and I say her full name because we're both Kathy. Kathy, you were in an environment where you literally had to punch a time clock. You had shifts to do. And as a nurse, from my understanding, is usually a long shift. And so you spent a lot of hours doing your job, and there's not a lot of time with everything coming at you in a shift like that. There's not a lot of time to dream and to do some of those things. So I get it. And again, I was in the salon industry, and I was by the clock every hour on the hour. I had a different client in my chair. And so my dream was that someday not to be, I suppose, held captive by the time clock.
Yeah.
And have that freestyle living. I get that. Yeah. So now that you're making that transition, and again, being, you know, being a mom and then a grandmother and then a great grandmother, I'm assuming, and you look amazing, so I hate to make this assumption, but I am assuming that you ended up going through your retirement. Am I correct? I mean, you ended your career as nursing and retired from that. And what was that like? I mean, how quickly did you decide, speaking of freestyle living, that, okay, this part of my life is now kind of behind me, and now I need to find what I'm going to do next. I need to create. At that point, it's like a blank slate. You can say, I can create my life to look however I want it to look. What was that process like for you to do that? So many folks get into that rut and they don't make the transition. They kind of get stuck there.
Yeah. I actually talked to a few ladies this weekend who I feel are kind of that way. They talked to me about what they were doing, and they're still got their foot in the business, whatever corporate, whatever world they're in, making money. And then they want to go here, and they haven't, you know, it's that split. And I did that for a little while. So I, you know, this network marketing company came. I didn't know what I wanted to do with that. That took a little while. And then part of that was stepping into the personal and professional growth and development. I got introduced to a company and went through a lot of their programs called Clemmer & Associates. And then they developed a coaching program. As soon as they did that, I signed up for it. I knew early on that that's what I wanted to do. I saw them coaching people. I saw the programs they had. I was like, that's making a difference in people's lives. And I knew I wanted to do that. And I didn't know how that would look. And so I took the coaching program and then I started doing things. I, you know, in addition to being a full-time practitioner, also being the leader of our group. And I led about 15, 20 women until I became the national leader. And that was almost 100 people in the, you know, throughout the country. And so I still continued to do this, you know, quote, on the side, you know, and I loved it. I could feel like how much it filled me up to have to just have a class, even if it was 5 or 6 or 7 women. And, you know, sometimes they came to my house, sometimes we went somewhere else and just started teaching different concepts, especially about our mind. Mm-hmm. And when people would have ahas and share those with me, and it would help them walk through something or, you know, change something in their life where they really were able to make a difference for themselves and others, that was huge. And so I just continued to follow it. I have to say, Mike, I'm thankful that the company I worked for pushed me a little. And so I sort of created this job of national director, and about a year and a half to 2 years into it, they decided they didn't want that position anymore. And they used the money game. They said they didn't really have the money for it. And, you know, of course I was a little bit hurt. And yet I looked at that and I said, you know, this really is a push, because I would have stayed there a few more years. I would have still tried to do both for a couple of years. And it was sort of the push out the door. That was in 2018. And then I decided in the early 2019 to retire, but I still worked part-time. So I took Social Security, worked part-time. And, you know, a few months into that, I decided like, no, I'm done. My mother was ill. She was, we moved her to assisted living. I wanted to spend a little more time with her. So I retired Labor Day, how fitting, 2019. And it was an interesting path because I started to, you know, being a doer and not so much a human being, more of a human doer, as I was taught, I started to go into that path. And so, you know, a lot of people will think this is a weird comment, and yet I'm grateful to the pandemic and 2020 being in lockdown, because it stopped. It forced me to stop and reevaluate things. Number one, I was jumping into things and not really taking the time to grieve for my mother. Number two, I was going down with my business that was focused more on the doing than the being. And so that stop, that, you know, abruptly stop for all of us, got me thinking, got me really processing things differently. It took my business more online. It's got me introduced to people in Zoom rooms and then eventually to Clubhouse. And so all of that helped me really. I also, you know, have taken courses. I am a coach who believes in having a coach. Almost always I have someone that is helping me in some way with my, either my thought process, my brain patterns, my business, you know, my speeches, whatever it is, my writing. You know, my voice, like I always have somebody guiding me and helping me because that's what I know I need. I certainly don't know everything. And that's how I help my clients best, is to continue to grow myself so I'm the best for them. So I just learned so many things. And really the last, you know, it just keeps leveling up I'm going to say every 3 to 6 months. I feel like one, you know, just, it's like, it's almost like that compounding interest. I put all these pennies together and now they're growing tremendously. So that's kind of my long version of the journey.
Kathy, I get it. I get it. I tell people all the time that I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
That's awesome. Kathy, I would love to know. So you want to help 30,000 women. So who is your ideal client? Who is that woman that needs Kathy Mila to help her get her dream? Forgot, what was it called again?
Resuscitated.
Thank you.
For me, it's women leaders in business. They don't necessarily have to be moms. I have partnered with the Mom Link. Really, it's women leaders who have already been successful. They're in the second act of their journey. You know, it's like they've already done the early life thing. You know, maybe they've raised kids, maybe not. They've had a career, they've raised kids, they've done all the sacrificing of themselves because they thought that's what they were supposed to do, whether it was at a charity. They, you know, again, we all have different things we do. And they've been great doers and they don't know how to be in touch with themselves. That's really what I'm passionate about, is helping women reconnect with their sense of purpose. We all have a sense of purpose. We all are created and designed to be here on this earth, not to do, to be. And how do they tap into that? So that's always the first thing I work with people about, is helping them regain that sense of purpose and find that. I don't think they have to discover it. I think they have to uncover it. It's already there inside them. So that's what I would say.
Awesome.
Good point. Awesome. Good point. So more of a dream recovery instead of a dream discovery. Yeah. You can use that tagline somewhere, Kathy.
I like that.
So I get it. I get it. And I understand that completely, because you know, I go back sometimes and I look at and part of my story over the weekend, when Kathy and I met, you know, face to face in person for the first time this weekend. And I was talking about, you know, when I was a kid and growing up, and we had all that freedom to play and pretend to be whoever it was, you know, that we wanted to be. We could kind of put that on and, you know, and kind of rehearse that a little bit. You know, I'm going to pretend I'm a teacher. I'm going to pretend I'm a doctor. I'm going to pretend, you know, and we lose that as we grow into adulthood. You know, we lose the idea that it's even possible to be whatever it is we want to be. So yes, absolutely. Kathy, I want to ask, what is it that, I'm going to ask what breaks your heart about your industry. And I want to bring that into the current, where you're coaching and teaching and helping ladies, you know, do that recovery of their dream. What is it that breaks your heart currently when you're working with these gals?
I feel like it's our, I don't know if this is the right word, but it's sort of our fascination in this world with the win-lose model. We have a lot of businesses run on the win-lose model, and we operate a lot in life. Like, in order for me to win, who's losing? You got to lose, Kathy Bitter. I got to win, you got to lose. And again, I'm not saying there's not a arena for competition. There certainly is. And we women are designed differently. We have learned to lead from more of a masculine side of us, because again, it's just how it happened. Men were leaders for a long time. We emulated the male leaders, and it is time we learn how to lead from our power, which is a woman's power, which is a, you know, some kind of synergy between our masculine and feminine. And it's okay to be powerful, women. It's okay to be assertive. And at the same time, it's okay to be loving and kind and compassionate. And so how do we bring that together? Because I can't tell you how many times in the corporate world I was told that I was too democratic. you know, that I listened to my team too much, that I didn't make the decisions without them. And that's not how I operated. And then for women now, it's like, how do you start really tapping into who you are? And how do you listen to your soul, to the true you? Like, so many times we turn it off. We hear it. So I'm watching The Crown. I know it's been out for a couple of years. And, you know, I've been watching, it's the early parts of it where she's really tapping into being the queen and realizing that she was called to be the queen. It's a calling. Mm-hmm. And how does she transform into that as a woman in the 1950s? So, you know, like, it's really an interesting, and just because we're now, you know, what, 70 years later, doesn't mean we don't still have some of those things going on, that were going on back then about us as women. And some of it we do ourselves. Okay, we've been trained to operate a certain way as women. And so we keep ourselves feeling small, feeling insignificant, feeling like, okay, you know, and I'm not saying anything like about relationships, you know, it's different in a male-female relationship. It's different I'm not saying there's not differences. And I certainly love men and honor and respect men. And there's a lot of heart-centered men out there who bring something different to the table. All I'm saying is we are different. You know, it goes back to that book, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, however you want to think about it. We are different. How do we celebrate our uniqueness and our difference and not make any of us feel small or bad for who we are and who we're designed and created to be. That's really what I'm about.
Love it.
That's powerful.
Yes.
And it does upset me when I see the win-lose model, because it's rampant in our world. I mean, it is out there. And so it is in my heart to, that's part of, I kind of picked it up from the Clemmer and Associates, Brian Clemmer. If you ever get a chance to look, read anything about him, he passed the year before I started there. And he was a true visionary. He had a written out vision for 500 years. That has always blown my mind. 500 years. I mean, I barely get 3 to 5, you know, sometimes it's on 90 days at a time. And he wrote out 500 years.
And wow, you know,
think about that. And so he knew his physical body wasn't going to be here, yet he wanted to create an impact and a legacy that would be carried on by others. And his goal was to create a world of win-win with no one left out. And so I do believe we can operate in this world with a win-win mindset to exist and in life, in relationships, in every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. And I know, Kathy, too, in the medical field, there's a phrase that we can share with our audience that says, nurses eat their young. So, you know, instead of supporting the younger nurses, you know, as they're coming up and trying to build them up and teach them what you know, there's a real cutthroat environment. So I can see how, you know, being in that environment for so many years, which is really unhealthy and very stressful, made you want to, you know, focus on a more positive way. So, I mean, I think we all, you know, as sisters, you know, we need to support each other. And that's why I love the community of where I met both of you too. And there are so many beautiful women with so many huge hearts and so many different talents and gifts. And it's just so awesome that, you know, we support each other and cheer each other on and want to see each other do well. And speaking of that, the two of you had the opportunity to co-author a book, which I would really love for you guys to talk about sharing. First, tell us what's the title of the book? How did you both get involved? And where can we find it?
So you want to go, Kathy? You want me to talk about it?
Well, my story, and I'm sure our stories and why we got involved is probably totally different from each other. And we were just chatting when it's a co-author type book. And we were just chatting before we came onto the call. We were pondering how it was going to come together in a collaboration project like this, because everyone has a different background. Everyone has a different story. And we learned this past weekend, we got to hear a little bit of a snippet of everybody's chapter, and it's going to be so powerful. I cannot wait for this book to finally launch, because it's going to be so powerful. But my story is a little different. And of course, I think when you take action, you get more clarity. And back along the way, I had always said, you know, I want to write. Well, I started writing some ebooks, and I wrote some courses for my course material, and I was writing, you know, my mastermind material that I was teaching. And so I was writing, but I wasn't writing a book, other than maybe some small ebooks. But I wasn't writing an actual book. And so that just seemed to me to be such an overwhelm, because I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know, well, how do you do a cover? How do you get the ISBN number? How do you do the marketing? How do you, you know, get it published? How, you know, I didn't have all of those parts and pieces. And so when Wendy, which is a mutual friend of ours and also quite an amazing lady, if you haven't connected with Wendy Bloom-Weiss, she decided to put together this collaboration project. And the way I like to describe it, and again, I'll have to use a little bit of Kathy's disclaimers. I don't want anyone to be offended, but the way she described it was she was going to send this train down the tracks, and it was going to come out a full published book at the other end. And I simply decided to get on the train as it went by, because I knew I wanted to be published and I didn't know how to get there. And so I thought, okay, somebody else is steering this train. And so all I have to do is just get on. Mm-hmm. I just have to get on. And so when she finally presented, you know, the package and what all came with it, I said, I didn't think very long about it at all. I just said, I'm in. I was one of the first ones to sign up because I knew it was going to take me where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how that was going to look, but it was okay because I knew Wendy, I trusted Wendy, I like Wendy, and I knew that it was going to take me where I wanted to go. So as that train went by, I simply got on. So that is how I got involved in the collaboration project.
So Kathy, why I love you. You're such an action taker. That's why I love you.
I love what you say because, you know, I'm all about getting some clarity and yet don't get stuck in the clarity and not do anything with it. Like take action. You got it. Because what you say, Kathy, is true. With action comes clarity. As you take more action, you get clearer. And, you know, that's really, I want to acknowledge it because that's a really brave and courageous step to get on, to choose to do something or get on a train of something moving with some momentum without completely knowing where the train's going to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really powerful. I've known Wendy Blumweiss for, I think about 8 or 9 years now. I knew the minute she came to a women's networking group that I was in. And the minute she spoke, I was up out of, when the minute she was done speaking, I was up out of my seat. I wanted to meet her. I wanted to talk to her. She's been a coach and mentor to me. I've worked on and off with her over the last several years. What I know, and I'm, you know, she will give her a plug here. What I know about her, first of all, she's developed the Speakers and Coaches Networking Society, which is over 20,000 people in the group. That's her passion. She wants people to make an impact and she wants to help speakers and coaches who want to make an impact. And she's been going in that direction for a long time. And what I've known to be true about her is that she's very heart-centered and everyone that she brings into her arena is heart-centered. Now, I wrote a book in 2016. This is my book. I've played small with that book. Wendy helped me put it together. She helped me self-publish it. We got it printed. It was for an event and I've played small with it. It's only this year that I've hung it here and that I've started telling people that I'm an author. Oh, I gave it to some friends and some family. I played small with it. Oh, I have this little book here. And I acted like I was downplaying it. I was diminishing my efforts, my work, and now when I go back and read that, sometimes I go, but this is really good. This is powerful. Like stop diminishing this. So I knew there was more. I've always wanted to write more of a book. And one of the things that got me was, first of all, meeting the publisher, Patricia Wooster, mm-hmm. and listening to her and knowing that I wanted to be a best-selling author. Look, one of my clients is an author, a very well-published author of close to 30 books, who's actually recently, the last couple of years, changed her genre. And she has not reached best-selling status in all of those books. And I know what it's like. And she continues to want to go through traditional publishing, which is her right. And this just helped me understand the process a little bit better. And I knew almost instantly too, like this, I want to do this. I want to find out more about this. And I did. And then I, you know, sometimes I like to sit with things. Sometimes I act right away and sometimes I sit and I get in what I call alignment, you know, like, okay, mm-hmm. I get some awareness and I go in alignment. Does this feel right to me? And it does. It feels right to me to tell my story, to get it out there. And like Kathy was saying, you know, as there's people, there's over 20 authors, I think 22, and they're from all walks of life. And I wasn't seeing, you know, I haven't read anybody else's chapter yet. I've read mine. We're still editing. And I started looking at this going, how is this going to come together? The title of the book is Called to Speak, Lead, and Impact. How will this come together with all these different people? And then this weekend, we saw how mm-hmm. it came together because we got snippets of each person's story. And boy, was there a theme there. You know, mm-hmm. the theme of the superpower and your gifts and your talents and creating and getting speaking and leading and making an impact. And we all were in alignment with all of that. And I was like, oh, I get it. And see, that's what I see. Somebody like, sometimes you need somebody like Wendy, who's, she's got a 30,000 foot view and she's looking down. She's going, this is how I see it happening. And you're like, okay, I just want to get in there and be part of the, see it happening, you know? So my getting on the train was a little bit different than yours. And yet I'm so grateful that I got on the train and looking forward to, you know, continuing to share, not just my story, but, you know, 20 plus other people's amazing stories that really about are exactly what our world needs right now. We need people to step up and speak their voice and speak their message. We need people to step up and lead and lead with love and lead with compassion and lead with, you know, responsibility, you know, all these things. And then we need people to be focused on this impact. What is the impact we're making each day in our lives? What impact is it? So that's my spiel.
I love it.
Yes, I love it too. And I'm going to do a little plug for the book right now. In the chat is the link. And if you're not at a place where you can write it down or you can screen print it or you can save the chat, there is a landing page website for it. And it is www.speakleadimpactbook.com. So speakleadimpactbook.com, or click on the link that's in the chat. Now, right now it's in a pre-sale mode, which means if you click through, you can buy it on iBooks. So you can buy it from any Apple product. If you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can actually, with one click, you can purchase the pre-sale for 99 cents, only 99 cents. Wow. And what we know is, and again, Patricia Wooster is the publisher. She's amazing as well. I can see why she and Wendy have paired up together on this project. And Patricia described to us that it takes two channels. You have to sell 1,000 copies on two different channels for the New York Times bestsellers list to take a look at it and to get on a New York Times bestseller. So if we can do, 1,000 copies on this iBooks. And then when we actually launch September 6th on Amazon and do 1,000 copies there, that's where we get that bestseller. So we're asking everyone for 99 cents, click through, get a pre-sale copy of the book. All the proceeds go to United Way, and United Way is actually funding a Habitat for Humanity project in honor of this book. So it just keeps giving. So, you know, the book is giving clarity to these authors. It's giving hope to the community, and it is now building houses for folks that need homes. And so this book is just going to continue to give and give. So that's my plug for the book.
It's a win-win-win.
Yes. I love it. Yes. That's so awesome.
I love it. So anyway, with that, and I think we've kind of hit on this, but if you had to kind of put it in a more concise way, why is your message so important today, right now in this time? Why is that message so important?
I think it comes down to the model of there's different, I see everything as like a range, okay? And then there's extremes of the range. So on one end, we have selfishness. And I certainly was taught not to be selfish. Don't think of yourself because it's selfish. And so I like to define things. So selfish is when you do things for yourself that are at the expense of others. And obviously we know that there are people that do things like that. So just finding where you want to sit on that range. And then on the other side is selfless. Now, I lived there a long time too. It doesn't mean because it's the opposite that it's a great place to live. So selfless is when you do things for others at your own expense. I don't want to be on that end. So how do we find some synergy and some happy medium? And you know, this is where I see our world. We keep having these big polarities in every area, whether we're talking about the pandemic, politics, religion,
right,
anything. I don't care. You talk about food today, I feel like there's these polarities. And so how do we, like, again, I call it balance. I know some people don't really believe it, but I call it getting back to your center. What's the center? How do you harmonize that? And so I call it self-care or self-compassion, self-love, some form of that where you learn to value yourself, honor yourself, yes, know your worth, take care of yourself, and then give from your overflow rather than your emptiness. And I gave from my emptiness for years, for decades. Mm-hmm. I see the world giving from their emptiness. They're exhausted. I drive around South Florida and I see people every day that are not nice on the road. Okay. And I get it. I get where they're at. I've been there. I've been not nice on the road. I get that they're exhausted. They're thinking only about their own stuff. I get it. And it's because you're depleted. You're exhausted. Mm-hmm. You're not taking care of you. You don't have anything to give. Mm-hmm. You have to. This is like, it's, I don't like to say have to's, but this is one of the have to's of life. You have to put yourself first so that you can give from a different space, from that overflow. And that's why it's important to me.
Ooh, go ahead, girl. I love that. That was good.
That was very good. Yeah. So I know when you finally start to put together your program and you're going to start to do, you know, you're doing the coaching and you're working with these gals. And as we all learn when, you know, when we are doing life coaching or any type of coaching or health coaching or whatever kind, you want to move the needle. You want to make an, and again, we've talked about the book to speak, lead and impact. You want to make an impact on that life and you want to move that person to their next best step, whatever that is. So what is that overarching problem that you want to solve for folks? What is it? Where do you want to move that needle to? Tell us a little bit about that. And I want you to start thinking about how you're coaching, part of your programs. What is it that you're doing? Because my next question is going to be, you know, once we know what overarching problem you're trying to solve for them, what is the steps that you go through in your program? What might someone expect?
I feel like the overarching problem is, we kind of talked about a little bit here, that sort of unfulfillment, feeling unfulfilled, mm-hmm, or dissatisfied, or, you know, is this all there is to life? Me working for 40 years and then retiring and then what, you know, like, what is this about? And I do know that we all have it within us. It's just, it is uncovering it. And I do know that most of us, a lot of us are taught about this, you know, selflessness, that's like a great trait, and sort of unpacking some of our beliefs and our perceptions so that you can shift your beliefs, even just a nano little bit, to live a better life, to feel mm-hmm, more fulfilled, to have more joy, to get what is it you're seeking? You know, I talked about this the other day. What is it you really want? What's the it that you want in life? Is it that you want to, mm-hmm, feel better? Do you want to have better health? Do you want to be able to walk down the block or to the end of the driveway without being short of breath? Do you want better relationships? You know, do you want more love in your life? Do you want more money? You know, money's a good thing. Maybe you want to travel more, you know, like, what is it you want? And getting in touch with that and then helping them create that, helping them to see what are their dreams. And it starts with stopping this sacrificial mindset, sacrificing myself for everybody else. That's not, you know, that is not a healthy way to look at it. It simply is as simple as that. That's not all health. That's not physical. That's not emotional. That's not, mm-hmm, mental health. Thinking you have to sacrifice yourself to get it. I'm not saying you don't have to work hard. I'm not saying you don't put some effort into things. Of course. It's when you're totally sacrificing yourself and not feeling like you're worthy and valued. That's what the problem is. Now, most people will not say, I don't feel like I'm worthy. They'll say, I hear a lot of times, I don't feel balanced. I want to find balance, mm-hmm, in my life. And I don't look at balance as that scale, you know, that those, the kind of scales. I look at it as a wheel. And so you can put your life into areas. You can put them into, you know, 6, 8, 10, 16, 20 areas, whatever. You know, I try and be more simple, you know, thinking about, you know, like spiritual, emotional, mental, physical, relational, career, you know, like you put them into whatever areas and then rate them right now on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, like, so if your relationships are a 3 and your career's an 8, that's out of balance.
That's know? Why you're having a bumpy ride.
Yes, because you're running on a flat tire. Exactly. So even if you got all of them to a six, you know, like that's a much better rounder flow that will roll better. So it's just taking a look at your life where, and again, without a lot of judgment, this is one of my taglines. It's not good, bad, right, or wrong. Not making yourself feel bad because you're in the place you're in. You are where you are. Taking an honest look at it and say, where are my strengths? What's going well in my life? And where do I want to make some changes and improvement so that I can roll better? So I don't have a flat tire.
I love that.
That's great. Yeah. So we are getting close to the top of the hour. I know we do have a couple of people that have joined us on our call tonight too. So I just wanted to let you folks know that if you wanted to unmic and if you have any questions that you'd like to ask Kathy, now would be a great time to do that. So feel free to unmic if you would like.
Yes, I want to welcome Susan and Terry on the call this evening. So please feel free to jump in if you have a question. And while you're formulating your question, I'm going to ask Kathy, how has your faith helped in your journey?
My faith has certainly changed over the years. I wasn't brought up super religious and I became somewhat religious. I became a Catholic when I was married. And then I've sort of just changed that over time and expanded my belief to be in this isn't really about what I believe because I don't want to touch base on that because we can all think about what we believe. It's to know, what do I believe? What is my belief? What am I in alignment with? And then use that as a guiding point. You know, I talk about alignment a lot. And to me that, like I have it right here, alignment is everything and focus is key. That's one of my things. So I have these little signs on my computer. So alignment is key because I know what it's like to live out of alignment. I did for years, for decades, where I did things and said things and said yes to things or no to things based on the shoulds, the have tos and the supposed tos. And now I get to be in alignment and I get to say, I'm very clear who I am and why I'm here. I'm very clear what my faith is and what my spiritual journey is all about. And then I go, okay, let me get in alignment with that. How does that feel? We don't like to talk about feelings much, but really, how does that feel? What feels in alignment with me? And that's why I say my superpower is heart-centered intuitive listening, because I do a lot of intuitive feeling, you know, like I feel into it. Like, what feels like the right thing here? And sometimes I make decisions totally based on that. I have an idea of other things, but you know, it's like, okay, yes. Like you got on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I know. Yes. I'm saying, yes, this is for me. So that alignment piece is huge. And that my spiritual journey and my faith has helped me a lot to continue to grow and expand my possibilities.
Why is your legacy so important to you, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm going to try and be quick here. So legacy. And so today I've had an experience. I have experienced a lot of death personally and professionally. I've held babies' hands as they've died. I've held babies as they've died. I have been with parents as their babies died. I've been with many adults. I'm not an official end of life practitioner. However, it's a passion of mine and I sometimes do it for family and friends. And so today I was with a friend earlier today whose husband is at the end stage of his life and we'll be going to hospice soon. And so that's why. And so that sounds sad and yet it's not. So I say to people legacy because we're all creating our legacy every single day. Mm-hmm. Everything we do. Are you doing it sort of subconsciously, unconsciously, and just doing it, going through the motions? Or do you want to do it with intention and being conscious and purposeful with how you want to be remembered, with your impact, your legacy? And it's just, I have become more and more aware of that. I wear teal in my hair based on one of my best friends who died in 2017. Rita, and she died from ovarian cancer, which teal is the color for that. I based my business on that. Mostly it's because she would have said, you know, excuse me, I hope I don't offend anybody here. She would have said, like, don't be wallowing in your shit over me. Like, get up off your butt and go do something. Go be something. What is it you want? And so that's how I live my life because she didn't get to. I want to play full out in my life every single day. And that's what really, again, all of this is about. That's why legacy is so important to me. it's all about what I want to create right now.
That's so beautiful, Kathy. And the teal is that constant reminder. And I love your tagline, whenever we close out on Clubhouse or anywhere else, you always say, go be amazing. And I love that. So it's so awesome.
That too. Susan and Terry, any questions, feel free to jump in.
Hello. It's been an amazing just listening to everyone. And I'm sorry, I don't have my camera on. I just I'm taking it all in and kind of digesting it, you know. I'm kind of in some of those places there right now. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you, Kathy, for putting this on.
You're very welcome.
And yes, you know, Terry, thank you for being with us today. Yes, I love that. You tapped in to join us this evening. Yeah. Susan, any questions from you now? Susan, am I correct? Is Kathy that Kathy Mila? Susan is one of your friends, and that's why she's here. Yes. So welcome, Susan. We're glad you're here. Any comments for Kathy?
Besides the fact that I think she's absolutely amazing and one of my very best friends, I have learned so much and grown so much from listening to her and being with her. And I just wanted to know, I appreciate her very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue.
That's wonderful.
Yes, Kathy, your message is so powerful. It is very needed. I really appreciate you being on with this evening. But before we go, it is so important. I want to know, what is it that you're working on now? And I already put over in the chat, I put your Linktree there. It's just under Linktree/Kathy Mila. So you can connect with her there. But Kathy, tell us what you're working on currently and how can we support you?
Well, of course, marketing the book we've been talking about. I also decided, like you joined the train for the book, I jumped on the train of the Mom Link, which is all about what we've been talking about today. So women empowering women, helping women connect, collaborate, and contribute in a more powerful, brilliant way. And so I'm a chapter president for the Mom Link, and I'm very much focused on that. Speaking, getting the word out. I love speaking, podcasts. You know, my goal is to be a paid speaker. I have been a paid speaker in the past. And so my goal is speaking. That was more in the medical arena. And so now I want to work towards being in the coaching arena. And then this summer, I'm doing a summer reset. So I'm really excited about that. I'm doing a 4-week easy breezy summer reset to help women really connect with who they are, why they're here, and then really create an action plan. That's what I want. So, you know, we're starting July, not just a few days away. We start the second half of the year. Like, what are you creating this second half of the year? And sometimes that sounds a little scary. What do you mean? What am I creating? You know, what, you know, like, it doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be like a TV show or, you know, or write a book. It can be that you're creating a better relationship. It can be, you know, that you're going to walk a little more and create better health, or you're going to eat a little differently. It's like taking little steps. I am, and Rita and I have talked about this on offline, you know, those, I call it the 1-degree change, where you take those little steps little by little, a little becomes a lot. So that, that's why I want to do the easy breezy summer reset and help women get in a different frame of mind to start, you know, when, once a school year, chapter, the next half of this year, the next quarter of this year, what are you doing and what are you going to create and make it as easy breezy as possible?
I love that. Yes. I've been talking about my clients too, about making it a self-care summer, because it, you know, your schedule is a little bit easier and lighter, and you know, it's time to focus on your health, because we just don't do it enough. We're just focused, not just our health, just our overall self-care in all areas. We're just constantly giving to others, and we're putting ourselves at the bottom of the list. And I know I did that for years. I can relate to every single thing you said, Kathy. I was exactly where you were as well. And it's been a long journey of setting boundaries and learning how to take better care of myself. And I just love sharing that with other women as well. So I just love your message and all the work that you're doing. It is so important. And how can people find you and follow you?
My Linktree is there. That's probably okay. Right now the best place. You can connect with me. You can book a call with me. I have a free gift, the Work-Life Balance Playbook. My summer reset's there. I think I have the link to the book there. And then if you get on my email list, I send out an email once a week on Mondays. That's all about my life lessons that my 68 life lessons. I'm 68 years young this year. Mm-hmm. And really it's about, then I list podcasts and things like that there. It's just to keep in touch with people and, you know, to provide as much value to help people step into their greatness. I mean, that's what I talked about this weekend. We all have greatness inside. And, you know, each one of you matters. You matter, Terry. You matter, Susan. You, Kathy Binner, and you, Rita, and every single other person that's going to watch this. You matter. And it's important that you learn what learn about yourself and learn about your greatness and then be willing to be courageous and step into it. Sometimes it is scary. You know, I don't say that like flippantly, like, oh, just go step in your greatness. What's wrong with you? You know, no, sometimes that looking at ourselves and seeing, you know, some of the things we've been through and the experiences. And, you know, sometimes, as I said to my friend today, whose husband is dying, life sucks. Sometimes life sucks. It's okay to say it. And how do you move through that? How do you come through that? Because, you know, if you it's not until we die that we're not here anymore. As long as you're alive, how are you living your life? Yes, sometimes it does suck. And what do you do when you wake up? Do you stay in that? Are you stuck in that? Do you want to stay stuck in that forever? You know, I know my friend feels that way right now. I also know her. She's not going to want to stay stuck in that forever. She may want to stay stuck in it for a little while and process and grieve, of course. And then how do you get through it? And so the one thing I want to say to Terry, and I know we all want to talk about, is the support thing. Because we women, we tend to try to go it alone and think that we're going to do it alone. And I'm pretty strong. I can do it myself. You know, I've been there too. And I still have to remind myself, you know, if you can't figure this out, Kathy, go ask somebody, go get some help.
Right.
I'm part of a couple really amazing communities. You two ladies, one of them. Like, why am I like sitting here suffering? One of the things I learned is suffering is optional. Ooh.
Suffering is optional. I'm going to write that one down.
Amen.
So Terry, if you're, you know, like I hear you, like you're going through something, reach out. You've got three great people here talking to you. Reach out, get some support. Like we women tend to not do that. And so I really want to stress that. That's really, really big, is to reach out and say, hey, can somebody be with me? And that's what friends are for. That's what communities are for.
And don't you think we as women though say we don't want to be a burden to anyone. So yeah. Yeah.
Well, Terry says, thank you. So thank you, Kathy, for actually sharing all of that. So again, over in the chat, you can go to Linktree/Kathy Mila to connect with Kathy. You can connect with me through kathybinner.com, and you can connect with Rita through ritabrewer.com. So some connection points there for all of you that are listening to the call, whether you're on with us this evening or whether you listen to the call later. There's lots of ways to connect, and please do. And again, I just want to repeat what Kathy Mila has to say. Please reach out if there's anything that any of us can do to help you move your needle to the next best step. Please let us know. We'd be happy to help you. Any last comments? And we're going to go around the room. Rita, and any last comments? And what was your biggest takeaway from the call this evening, Rita?
Gosh, there's so much good stuff. I just enjoyed being here so much. And Kathy, when you mentioned about, you feel like you're like about every 3 to 6 months, you find that you're leveling up. And I can just see that in you. I mean, because we've met maybe about 2 years ago, I think, you know, through our speakers and coaches, and we started with Clubhouse and all that. And I feel like, wow, tonight was like, you need to be on that stage, girl. You ready? You're so impactful, so confident. And the message is so, so important. So I just love, you know, watching you, you know, blossom in this way. And I just really appreciate you spending the time sharing it with us and sharing the message. I know how important it is. I know how much I've suffered in this area and have done so much work to be able to learn how to take care of myself. And especially as women, we just need it so much. So I'm just grateful for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I want to say my biggest takeaway this evening is that suffering is optional. I'm definitely going to write that one down. I am so proud to be a co-author in this book with you, Kathy Mila. We're the two Kathys in the book. And so I don't know how our chapters are going to actually come out together, but I hope I'm next to you.
I just want to say real quick, I had a best friend, Kathy. Later in life, I had another really good friend, Kathy. We always say we're Kathy squared. So we're back. I got another Kathy squared event here going on.
Aww. I love that. I love that. Terry needs to jump off. So Terry, what was your big takeaway from this evening?
I think mine was, you know what? I listen to so many women, then I judge myself and I think they've made it. They're already there, or I still have so much to do. And then I don't really reach out, you know, I guess a little bit of embarrassment, or at my age, I should be there. So I think it was just powerful. Get help, you know, suffering is an option. Just everything, you know, just kind of makes you, like I said, take it in and think and balance. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's not the best word to use, but just what's the next steps. So, thank you.
Good. I'm glad that the call tonight has inspired you to ponder all of those things. Susan, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Good night. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Terry. Susan, what is your takeaway from the call this evening? And what would your final comment be?
My big takeaway was the circle of putting everything in your life in the circle and not trying to, but getting balance between them. I hadn't heard Kathy talk about that before, and I really appreciated that. That's my big takeaway, my aha moment.
Awesome. Very thank nice. You. Very nice and very impactful. Yes, that was very impactful. So thank you everyone for joining in. Kathy Mila, thank you. Rita, thank you for being my co-host. Yes, hearts to everybody.
Love you, ladies.
Yes. And Susan, thank you for being on the call. And Terry, she had to jump off. I thank her for being on the call. And we have a replay. You can go to kathybinner.com. Simply scroll down to the free Fit as a Fiddle Plus icon on my website and click through, and all of our replays are there. So if you found value in this call and you want to share it with someone, it is a free platform where you can go in and listen to all our replays, and this one will be there with Kathy Mila. And with that, we're going to sign off, and we will see everyone next month. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Go be amazing.
Thank you. Thank Bye, you. Everyone.
Bye.